that report directly to, outside of the normal chain of command, report directly to sector leadership, which would have been at that time Rodney Scott, among others. So he knew about this case, and you know, he has the details of the case fresh in his mind when we talk to him, you know, many years later in this film. And you know, I mean, he says he denies many things and he contests many things, but you know, he's on camera kind of, you know, talking about this and being forced to address this, I think, you know, maybe for the first time.
Rick Rowley, I want to thank you for being with us. This is a very important documentary. Rick is director of the new HBO documentary premiering tonight. It's called Critical Incident. And you can see all our interviews on the killing of Anastasio over the years, including with his wife and an eyewitness, at democracynow.org. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
To start things off, Zombo in Mine Brain with a real dilly to start today off, and that is The Milkshake, Do the Milkshake by the Village People from That insane movie can't stop the music. Today, I hope you rats are not lactose intolerant. Because right now, we are climbing up the nutrition pyramid. We got a few more steps to go. Today is all dairy, milk, cheese, ice cream. Oh, delicious. Fabulous milk. And it's like almost towards the top. Next week, and it's going to be, I'll be on next week. Today is, wow, almost Christmas. It is December the 19th, 2025. Yeah, 10 in the morning. If you need to know, get up here and hear that. It is, so next week is going to be all sweets. It's going to be the very top of the pyramid, which is your sweets and your oils and your fats, but mostly all sweets. And then the following week, to celebrate, we're going to put on top of the pyramid, on top of the pyramid of nutrition, because we did it all. We started out with breads, grains, and then we went from breads and grains. We went to fruits, and then after fruits was vegetables. We did a whole show on vegetables. Last week was all meats. Today is all dairy and cheese. Next week, all sweets. The following week on top, that's right, on top of the pyramid of nutrition, like a delicious cherry, all songs about beer. So it's going to be a beer party we're going to be having on top of the whole nutrition pyramid. Zombo right here in your brain, and you rats are right there. Hopefully having a decent holiday season. Yeah, I am. It really kind of, now that winter's over, boy, that was a long week. Yeah, that was a long week of winter, man. All right, let's go way back in the time, like the troglodytes. Going to give you Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys doing Milk Cow Blues. Yeah, I'll loosen up and I'll yell at you later. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain, all dairy today.
Morning.
Yes, yes.
And I looked outdoors.
Outside, you mean?
I could tell my milk cow. I could tell by the way she looked.
Tell me more.
If you see my milk cow, ooh, drive her on home.
Matter, boy, getting low on milk?
I ain't had no milk and butter, ooh, since my cow's been gone.
What's this word, butter? I never heard of it before.
Uh-huh. Well, you've got to treat me right.
Yes, yes.
Day by day. Get out your little prayer book. Get down upon your knees and pray, cause you're gonna need my help someday.
Talk on, boy. I'm right with you now. I'm right with you.
Yeah, you're going to be sorry. Do you treat me this way?
Yeah. Come in, Brother Bernard. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Junior Bernard. Standard guitar. Yeah. That is two more payments and it'll be his. Oh, yeah.
Well, good evening.
Why, hello there.
Don't that sun look good going down?
With you. Are you sure?
And now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna stop crying, gonna leave you alone.
How you know?
If you don't think I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm
count
gone.
Count the ten and hold your temper.
You're gonna need my help someday.
Oh!
Yeah, you're going to be sorry. Do you treat me
nuts and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit harmful for me.
Refreshment plus a protein lift, always say, make mine milk. Milk gives you lasting energy based on nourishment, not just temporary stimulation. No other beverage gives you so few calories against such an abundance of vitamins, minerals, and proteins. It's the perfect pickup round the clock. Pure, fresh milk.
Make my milk the real refresher. Enjoy it every day.
Pure, fresh milk.
There you
Delicious.
Go. There you go. And there you go. There I go. There we both are both going. Make my milk from, I guess, the Milk Council from, like, I don't know, 1960s, 50s. And everybody was drinking milk. Everybody loved milk. And we heard Rufus Wainwright before that with cigarettes and chocolate milk. And that reminds me of my mean Uncle Johnny. Mean Uncle Johnny always smoked cigarettes and drank milk. I don't know if that would... Yeah, I don't think he drank alcohol, but he was just an unbelievably cruel person. And I just remember he was obsessed with drinking. Always he drank, I forget, like 3 or 4 glasses of milk a day and 2 packs of cigarettes. So, yeah, hey, you be with that. Before that, we heard Scotty Moore, the guitarist for Elvis Presley, and his version of Milk Cow Blues, and Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with Milk Cow Blues. And when Bob Wills originally went into the studio with Texas Playboys, they were, you know, recording, and the producer goes, you know, you guys are really good, but you guys got to get rid of that guy that's going, uh-huh, and making all those comments. Get him out of here. He's just nothing but a nuisance. And there was one of these things where, like, no, we're going to walk. See you never. And I goes, all right, I guess this dude can stay. And it ended up being, you know, a real nice additive to the music, his comments. And he actually was a fiddle player. He never really played on all the stuff, especially when he got really old. He got old, man. And he went in the studio. He actually laid down on a cot, I swear. And he would go, ah, I got some of the later stuff, which is pretty bad. He's all over the joint. He was probably like 67. Yeah. They didn't age real well. It was all that milk and cigarettes, I believe. Set started off, of course, with Milkshake by the Village People. It's all about right in your brain, and it is all dairy today. Very dairy. Very dairy, eh? And, yeah, I should tell you a few things, but it's only 18 after. We got some music to play. So all songs about cheese and ice cream and, of course, milk and, you know, dairy. Part of the food pyramid. And it had to be pretty daring. I think the first guy that ever drank milk kind of had to be a bit of a perv. You know, hey, look at that animal over there. What's this? What happens when I pull this? Huh? My goodness. Huh. I wonder what that tastes like. Huh. Or even more daring, the first guy that ever ate an egg. Hey, check out what just came out of this cat or the chicken. Let's see what happens to this. So, yeah, humans. And then there always had to be tasters at way back when. Like, hey, get over here and taste this. How's that taste? Ah, he's dead. Well, we don't taste that anymore. We don't eat berries off that bush. There always had to be like somebody that had to like be the first person to do that. And the first person to drink milk. I think it had to be a bit on the perv side when you actually think about it, just getting underneath the animal, grabbing its teat and going, hey, let's check this out. This is delicious. Yeah, right. Ice cream for crow. Captain Beefheart, Zombo in 9 Brain, RCT Pittsburgh.
It's so hot. Looks like you have 3 weeks cold. Moon's so full. Why? Hang on a pumpkin. You know there's something. The moon was a stone's throw. Stop the show. I need to say hello to the crow.
Like the fire piano.
some rock and roll there, man. Single-handedly keeping rock and roll alive. John Spencer, Blues Explosion, man. Yeah. Oh man, the Blues Explosion. From their great record, Meat and Bone, that came out, 13 years ago? Yikes. What a great thing. Ice Cream Killer by John Spencer, Blues Explosion. Before that, we heard the Ice Cream song by The Dynamics. We heard Tastes Just Like a Milkshake by Motto. We heard Leslie Uggams with Ice Cream Man. And Ice Cream for Crow by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. Started all of that off. It's a Zombo right here, live in your brain. Oh, man, what a delicious show. Lactose intolerant, I'm very sorry, but we're going to be digging milk and cheese and ice cream all the show. Part of the nutrition pyramid next week is going to be all sweets. I will be on next week. And what is that? Is it Christmas? The day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas next week? Yeah. We'll do that. I'll be on Friday. I think it'll be, is that the 26th, 27th, 26th? Maybe. I think so. No problems. I'm on. I got to do this. It's my duty. Dang it. Ah, yeah. I got to play this, and I'm probably going to play this song twice. I love this tune. It is so wonderful. Cheesecake Truck by King Missile.
So then I got this idea about driving a cheesecake truck, because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home, and I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck, and I said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
So now you know why I gotta play it again. It's delicious!
So then I got this idea about driving a cheesecake truck, because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home, and I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck, and I said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
Oh, I love that tune. King Missile with Cheesecake Truck. Oh, let's get to some requests. Paul Smoke and Degrassi. Yeah, we got a double Ice Cream Man request thing. So we're going to do Tom Waits's Ice Cream Man and even Van Halen's Ice Cream Man. But I would prefer to follow that up with Jonathan Richman's Ice Cream Man. So we are doing Ice Cream Man. That's a weird thing now. I mean, Ice Cream Man were really cool back when there was the Mr. Softy truck. I don't know if you guys had Mr. Softy trucks, but it was actually a truck. It was like a big van. It actually had a soft serve ice cream machine in it, you know. And so you actually got real ice cream, you know. Now, some of these ice cream trucks look so they're not even trucks. They're ice cream vans. These ice cream vans are frightening. You know, it's just kind of like, oh, what do you want? You want this? Okay, it's a SpongeBob pop. Here you go. Well, you want this rocket bomb pop. It takes nothing for these guys. And it's just creepy now because it looks really unsanitary. You know, it's just basically like this guy's like old party van. But he said, oh, let me throw a freezer in here. I mean, are there really licenses to do that? Because all you got to do is like, you know, you're not really a food handler, you know. You're not really a food handler. It's very suspect. It's very suspect that these guys are running an underground ice cream van kind of on the side thing. You know, I don't like it. Because the van looks almost like one of those, like, you know, kidnapping vans. You know, it looks like one of those vans they do kidnappings with. And they're always, like, grody looking and just got, like, some kind of sticker on it that has, like, what the ice creams they have. And it's the stuff you go, oh, I got an idea. Let me go to the store and buy the same thing. That is how lazy everybody's gotten. We can't go to the store and buy a fudgesicle. We have to have this guy in this creepy van drive up our street with us. And I don't know why they picked Music Box Dancer, you know, as a ding, 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 ding. That's the name of the song. That's the name of the song that they use. It's called Music Box Dancer. And I don't know why they picked that. But can you imagine being in that ice cream van and hearing that song for like 5-6 hours solid? That has got to do some real mental damage. You think hearing Cheesecake Truck twice was bad? Wow. Try hearing a Music Box Dancer, like a 15-second clip, 20-second clip of Music Box Dancer played over and over for hours as you drive this like grody van selling basically just wrapped ice creams that you could just go to the store and get. Nothing special. Oh, man. It's creepy. It is creepy. All right. So this is back when ice cream men actually were like, you know, they were ice cream men. They were milkmen. Man, see, people talk about AI destroying everybody's job. People don't remember, man. Ice men, there used to be ice men and coal men and egg men. Milkmen, and there was actually a Coca-Cola man for a while. In some neighborhoods, there was a Coca-Cola man would stop at my happened to be at my aunt's house with me and Uncle Johnny, who drank milk. My aunt was obsessed with Coca-Cola, and she actually had the Coca-Cola guy deliver the because regular Coca-Cola. This is back in the 60s. Back in the day, regular Coca-Cola back then, even with real sugar, was not sweet enough for my aunt. So she had to get the syrup and like dilute and make her own, you know, add her own, you know, CO2. And she had to have like a soda fountain in her house so she could properly mix the soda so it was stronger than the Coca-Cola you could buy in the bottles. And those bottles were cool. The old Coca-Cola bottles, I just remember them being really big, you know, but they were like 16 ounces, that and the RC Cola bottle. Cola bottles, man, those were weapons. Cola bottles were weapons. You know, that's why they probably always had, hey, send your deposit back, get a nickel, because we don't want these things out on the street. These things, you could hold up a bank and do some serious damage to somebody's brain. With especially the RC Cola bottle. Well, Coca-Cola bottle is pretty thick too. But the RC Cola bottle and the Pepsi, those bottles were solid. I just remember them being really big, but 16 ounces, it really isn't all that much anymore when you look. I guess when you're a kid, smaller stuff seems giant. Man, a 16-ounce Coca-Cola bottle was huge. You see it now, I go, there's a couple sips here. You know, not compared to like, you know, getting a 64-ounce big gulp. Your body doesn't need 64 ounces of anything. Here we go. Shut this guy up. Shut him up and have him play some music. Play music, man. Shut up. All right. Here's Tom Waits, Ice Cream Man, requested by Paul Smokin' the Grassi.
We'll be right back. man for you. Well, now, ice cream man. Upon my screen, I heard your truck outside is really neat. Ice cream man. Upon my blog, your little chimes, they reel and they rock.
And there you have Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Ice Cream Man. And you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And we heard all kinds of ice cream. We heard two ice cream. Actually, we heard not that much ice cream. We're going to get more ice cream later. Can't have enough ice cream. Ice Cream Man by Jonathan Richman and by request Tom Waits with Ice Cream Man. Yeah. There's a new comic book called Ice Cream Man, too, which is, I read it. My one friend Jerry gave me a copy. It was just too creepy for my blood. And that's pretty bad when it's too creepy. I mean, this is really creepy. Ice Cream Man comic book. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about riding the bicycle, right? Because, I mean, we talk about ice cream and the Ice Cream Man. And there's nothing more fun like a summer day where you're riding your bike, a little kid. You're the ice cream guy. A real ice cream guy, not the ice cream van. And you just ride your ice cream, and you just, oh, man. Eddie Murphy had that great bit from his first comedy special about getting ice cream as a kid. That was very touching, very touching. Just, you know, getting ice cream ice cream is just awesome. You got to admit, ice cream is one of the best reasons to stay alive. And as long as it's above, like, I'd say 45 degrees, it's ice cream weather. It is really ice cream weather. So about riding your bike Pittsburgh. Now they believe that it is truly to have a truly livable city. Everybody should have a convenient and affordable. What the hell is this? Can't even read that. Okay, here we go. Everyone has affordable options of getting around safely and reliably. Oh, okay, I guess. But you know, don't have to. That's why reasonable alternatives to driving, such as connected to bike lanes. Oh, I see where this is going. Good public transit and safe sidewalks. How about them safe sidewalks? I don't know about them safe sidewalks. We got some gnarly sidewalks.
That's the thing. There's some bicycle guys ride on the sidewalk. I don't think that's very, very, well, do what you want. I don't care. Do what you want. Learn more about this on Bike Pittsburgh. Whatever happened to the bumper bike guy? Ever remember bumper bike guy? There's a guy who used to drive a bicycle around Pittsburgh, and he would have the front of a bicycle, have a front of a car, like a bumper, like a plastic bumper, because they're really not that heavy. He just, and he's, because he, this, you know, he wanted to, didn't believe like bike lanes were all that safe. It wanted to be safer, so he wanted to have his bike the width of a car so people would see him. So there was bumper bike guy. Surprisingly, that didn't catch on. Surprisingly, I think he might have got put away for a while. All right, what else we got going on here? Speaking of food, got to tell you about the food bank. That's right. Every year, the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank helps a gazillion people get food. That is right, a gazillion people struggling with hunger, not getting enough ice cream. No. Southwestern Pennsylvania, really, they need to have more ice cream. So for food assistance, just, you know, or anybody in there, please contact the food bank, especially the ice cream section, because nobody deserves to go without ice cream. 412-460-FOOD. And visit the food bank at pittsburghfoodbank.org. Do it at food bank and all that stuff, and make sure that everybody gets... You know, there would be a lot less problems in the world if people just had ice cream every day. It really is. It's a natural antidepressant. It really is. You never see anybody like crying when they're eating ice cream. I don't know. I've never seen it. Or just sad when they're eating ice cream. No. And ice cream was actually invented in China way back when. You know, I don't know if they invented that or fireworks first, but ice cream, the original flavors of ice cream were pretty nasty. Like they were like, you know, like these leaf flavored ice creams, like, oh, we'll just put these leaves in there. And that was the first flavor. I think it was leaf. Yeah. Leaf didn't catch on too well. Leaf flavored ice cream. But man, ice cream. I need to get some today. Don't you? Because today's show is all about dairy. It's all about dairy. All songs about milk and ice cream. And oh, we're going to do cheese next. And it had to be really bizarre, the discovery of cheese. Oh, man, we left out this milk. Oh, we forgot about the, hey, why'd you leave this thing of milk out in the, why'd you leave it out here? Now it's all spoiled and gross. That's the thing. How does milk go bad? Because they would say, oh, yeah, milk's past its expiration. It gets real gross. But then again, it gets really gross and it's yogurt. It gets really, really gross. And it's cheese. I just think it's the stages of milk going bad. And what, because like when you drink by accident, not on purpose, you drink milk and it's past the expiration date and it's kind of curdy, you want to throw up. It is super horrible, you know, when you're drinking out of the jug. Because you drink out of the jug. You drink out of the jug. Don't kid yourself. Milk is to be drank out of a jug. Pour it into a glass. Give me a break. Drink it out of the jug and put it back and nobody knows the difference. A little backwash isn't going to hurt anybody. But usually when you drink a milk, they just get a little clunk, you know, some chunks in there. You just want to vomit. But if it gets really rancid, it's delicious yogurt. It's yummy cheese. I had this cheese last night. I had this Gouda cheese. I was over to friends last night. And I basically didn't have hardly any room for dinner because this cheese was so good. That's the thing about cheese. There's no breaks on cheese. You know, like eating chippy potato chips. It's easy to stop. Oh, yeah, I have a half a bag of potato chips. That's good. But like cheese sneaks up on you. You have a little piece of cheese. You have another piece of cheese. You have another piece. And then before you know it, it's like, well, I ate like an entire wheel of cheese. I don't feel so good. And cheese will constipate you too. Keep that in mind. When you're all backed up for the holidays. All right. Ooey gooey cheese from the moon. Let's do this thing. Zombo in your brain. This is the whole cheese section coming at you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I took a trip on a rocket ship. My baby wanna know why the moon's aglow and why she loves that moon. Oh well, the shock I'm in a state of, cause I found that moon is made of
into my rocket, flew right down to land. Tried to discover just how to tell my lover so that she would understand. The thing that drives her frantic, makes her feel so darn romantic, is just green cheese. The moon is green cheese. Crazy green cheese. There's no breeze when we kiss in the moonlight. I tried to